The fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, holds several distinctions. First, as Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, it is the first commandment with a promise. Of the Ten Commandments, in fact, it is the only commandment with a promise. The second and third commandments have threats, but only the fifth has a promise. And that promise is based on the command to honor your father and your mother. The promise is a promise of blessing. Paul quotes it in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Now, in the Old Testament, that is code for God being with you and God blessing you. But notice how Paul changes the promise in the New Testament. He says that it may be well with you and you may live long upon the earth. He substitutes earth for land, referring to the land of Canaan. That's because the land of Canaan in the Old Testament was a type or picture of the whole earth in the New Testament. For what the Father promised to Christ and His people was that all the nations and the ends of the earth would be His possession, Psalm 2 and verse 8. So this is the same thing that Jesus is talking about in the Great Commission. Make the nations my disciples. And lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. So honoring your parents as God commands, children, is the portal, it is the doorway to God's blessing upon you, and specifically in the taking of dominion and the furtherance of His kingdom. The second distinction of the fifth commandment is that it is the pivot point of the Decalogue, the pivot point of the Ten Commandments. The earlier commandments pertain to our duty to God, and the last five commandments pertain to our duty to our fellow man. The pivot point between the two is honoring our parents. So God is giving us a couple of different signals that honoring our parents is a unique and pivotal duty. First, parental authority is the very first human authority we encounter and experience as children. And it is fundamental because God uses our parents to bring us into the world to start with. So our duty of respect, honor, and obedience to our parents is the passageway to all proper human authority. That's why you don't have separate commandments within the Ten for honoring proper church authority or proper civil authority. They are projected through the command to honor our first God-appointed human authority, and that is our parents. And subsumed within that duty is the duty of honoring all proper God-appointed authority. Our basic duty toward our parents is honor. What does it mean to honor? Well, the first thing honor means is when we are children coming up in our parents' homes, it means to obey. Ephesians 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then he quotes the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, for this is the first command with a promise. The second thing honor means is to follow and imitate your parents in their walk with God, in their godly obedience. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, Paul tells the Ephesians, be imitators of God as dear children. That's what children do. They image, they imitate, they reflect. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, Paul tells the Corinthians, look, you may have a lot of teachers and instructors in Christ, but you don't have many fathers, for through the gospel I have begotten you unto Jesus Christ through the gospel. So he says, you have a lot of different teachers, but in the providence of God, I'm your spiritual father. And then he tells them what they should be doing in 1 Corinthians 11, 1. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Now that's what every godly parent is supposed to be saying all the time to their children, and then that's what their children are supposed to be doing. That doesn't mean, children, your parents are perfect. What it means is, as they are imitating Christ, and they're going to fall short, but as they're walking with God, you're imitating that walk, that faith, that commitment, And when we're parents, we teach our children to do this as well. So we are God's children as parents. And remember that, parents, you never stop being God's children. God never stops dealing with you as children. And one of the main ways He deals with you as children, parents, is through your children. So God is working with you through your kids just as much as He's working with your kids through you. The third thing honoring parents means is to care for your parents when they are elderly and need your help. They honored you by taking care of you when you were a baby. Now you honor them by helping take care of them when they are elderly. And I want to close this meditation with two points to drive home really the presence and wonder of God with regard to this duty of honoring our parents. We need to realize that even had there been no fall, even had sin never entered the world and we lived in a perfect world unmarred by sin, God's primary means of disclosing Himself to little children would still begin how? With human parents. In a perfect world, that was God's design. Secondly, we need to consider the fact that this was God's own way of bringing up His sinless, perfect Son, Jesus. Think about it. God didn't cause Him to just spring into existence full-formed as a fully mature man. No, He caused Him to be formed in the womb of a woman who was a sinner, to be given birth into a home that was headed by a sinner, Joseph, with a sinful mom. Even though they were godly, they were still sinful and flawed. That was God's way with His perfect Son. That was God's way of bringing Him up to be our Savior and our Lord. This was God's path of blessing for His Son. It is God's path of blessing for you as well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.